Caribou's Yopa, all is good. Today's daf is Soda Daf Chaf. We are here on Yid Tes Amabez, a bit, you know, about 10 or 12 lines up over here. B'Savar Rabbi Akiva, Mashkin Osabal Korcha. Again, if you remember yesterday, right, we had said at the top of the daf, right, that Rabbi Akiva holds, right, the first thing we had said, right, Tanar Rabbanan, right, that the Pazik says, V'Ishka tells us that, the Pazik that teaches us that, if Nimchaka Megillah, V'Omeris Eni Shosuzim, Aaron Osab Mashkin Osabal Korcha, that if they already erased the Megillah, Rabbi Akiva says we force her to drink. Now, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? We have a different price that says, Rabbi Akiva says, we do not force her to drink. Rabbi Akiva, Mashkan Sava Korcha, do we really force her to do it against her will? Rabbi Tanya learned in Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kalba Shalbar Zalmatilim Dochpia, we put this piece of metal into her mouth, Shim Nimchaka Megillah, because if we erase the Megillah, the Amra Eni Shos, and then she backs out, so Mashkan Sava Korcha, we force her, we do it against her will. Again, that's Rabbi Yehuda who says that, and then Rabbi Akiva then says, what do you mean? If she decides not to drink the waters, right, that's an admission of guilt, pretty much, right? What's the whole point of the waters is just to test her and see what happened to her. But if she backs out and decides not to drink, obviously, then we assume, right, that she was guilty, so what's the point of the Mesota? So Ella rather, says Rabbi Akiva, Ad shelo karva komet yichol lachsherba, mishakarva komet eino yachol lachsherba. Right, so rather, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it only depends on whether the komets was offered, right, the komets of the take of the korban mincha, right, that tells me, right, that's the determining factor. If we brought the komets already, then she's locked in, but if she didn't, right, then she can still take it back. So the Gemara says, one second, even before you get the steer in Rabbi Akiva, right, this brisa itself is bad. Right? What do you? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva just got through saying that if she backs out, okay, so clearly she's guilty, you don't need the mesota. Then he's like, okay, so therefore, if you brought the korban mincha already, then she has to drink. But if you didn't, then she doesn't. Like, what do you mean? I thought if she backs out, she doesn't have to drink. So that's the Gemara. Mishikar v'komet yinu yichol lachsherba v'lo b'duk ol menes. What do you mean? She's tested already. She's already admitted that she's not going to drink. Pasha says she's basically admitting. What's the difference whether you brought the komets or not? The Gemara says lo kasha ha de kahadra be machas v'tisa v'hak kahadra de kahadra ba machas briusa. The question is, what kind of denial and backing out of drinking the mesota it was. If she's retisa, if she's freaking out and she's terrified, so beseder. So then we're going to force her to drink, because then she's not admitting that she did it. She's just kind of overwhelmed by the whole situation. But if briusa, if she's literally, I mean, she's healthy, if she's just, you know, kind of backing out, being like, nope, I'm not drinking the mesota. And she's, we see that she's of you know, kind of with an all her faculties. So hachigamar, this is what she means. I mean, kol machmas bruta klal klal lo shasya. If she's doing that for no reason, if she's doing that with full reason, with full logic, and saying, yeah, I'm not drinking that because I'm guilty, so that's already she's admitting that she's guilty. But machmas retisa, if she's freaking out, so then achilokar vakometz akatilo imchuk megillah. But therefore, if they haven't brought the korban mincha, I mean, in a case where she backs out when she's healthy and she's totally focused and she's like, yes, I'm not drinking this mesota, that's an admission of guilt. Then we assume, right, then she doesn't drink. But if she's just freaking out, she says, I don't want to drink it, so then it depends, right? That's what Rabbi Akiva means. If they didn't bring the korban and didn't do the kmitza yet and they haven't erased the megillah, inami or imchak megillah delo kedin avid kohen demachke, or they erased it too early, meaning that beforehand, meaning before the korban mincha, so then matzi hadriba, then she can take it back. But mishikarva komets to bedin avik kohen demachke, then lo matzi hadriba. But if the whole thing is done kedasa gedin, everything is done properly, and they brought the korban mincha, they brought the komets, and then right, and they erased the megillah, so then already right, she's locked in. Okay, fine. So that's what the brisa means. But anyway, we started with Kasha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. So what do we do with the two brises, right? The brisa at the top of Amud Beis said Rabbi Akiva says she never drinks, right? Well, not exactly, but she says what does she never drink, right? She said Ad Shenimchaka Megillah, right? That the mechika, that the erasing of the Megillah, that's the drop dead, no pun intended. That's the drop dead point, right? Meaning that once you erase the Megillah, then she has to drink. Here, this brisa says that this is not actually, I take it back, this is not the steer we started with, right? We just explained the steer we started with, but this is a different steer, because the top brisa seems to imply that the mechika, the megillah, the erasing of the megillah was is what determines whether she has to drink or not. Now you're telling me it depends on whether you brought the kometz. Right, that's what the Gemara says, right? Hasam amar mechika makva v'hacha amar kometz makev. Right? Is it the mechika? Is it the erasure of the thing, is it the kometz that you're bringing? Is that the drop dead point where she has to drink? So Gemara says, you're right. Trade tanaim v'alei de Rabbi Akiva. Right? It's two tanaim that are arguing within the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Let's ask a following shayla. Amra eni shosa machmas berusa, which she says very firmly, very steadfast and healthy. Right, I'm not drinking these waters. Right, v'chazav rama shosani. And then she decides, you know what? Maybe I will. So ma, what's the din? Came into amra eni shosa tameani kamra. Right, do we say that since she's not, if she says she's not drinking, that means that's an admission that she's guilty, that she slept with him, that she is tamei. Oh, or Tamea. V'chevan de'achzik nafshei v'toma lo mazi adriba. And once she admits it, so then she can't go back on it. Oh, dama, or maybe came into amra shosani. Since she said she'll drink, said gaiyadet the machmas b'idusa who the amra. Then really, what she's saying is that the first admission was not really of sound mind, right, and not really of full health, right. She wasn't really focused. She was really kind of hiding it very well. And then she comes back and she's like, you know what? Maybe I will drink those waters right, again the first time because it wasn't a proper admission. So the Gemara says, take it. Right, we don't have an answer for that. Amra v'lo the Shmuel tzorach sheitein mar l'toch ha'mayim halacha. We haven't encountered yet before that again. The pasuk calls it mayim hamarim. Shmuel's father says that we need to put some sort of bitter agent into the waters and then erase the waters, right? If you look at Rashi, let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll read Rashi, right? My time was the reason. Namar Kirk, the Pasuk says, Me Hamarim, right? That's the refers to the water, the bitter waters, Shemarim Kfar, that they were already bitter, i.e., and the Gemara of Rashi, Shemarim Kvar, Kodem Mechika, right? Even before you erase it. Alma Machmas Davar Acher Hemarim. Apparently, what do you see? That something else was put into the waters to make it bitter. Okay, says the Mishnah now, Achelot Nimcha Megillah Amra Eni Shosa Megillas and Ignezes. If before they erase the Megillah, she says, I'm not drinking this stuff, get out of here, i.e. she admits she's done it. So then we, Megillas and Ignezes, you gonaze the Megillah, right? You put it in Geniza, in Shemus. Uminchaza mitpazeres al deshan. You take the korban mincha and you spread it over the ashes, right? Assuming it's been put in a klisharis. Ve'ein Megillas ekshera lahashkus boso d'acharis. You're not allowed to use that Megillah for any other sota. Again, it requires lishma. Nimcha Megillah, let's say you did erase the Megillah of Amrat Me'ani, then she says, actually, I am guilty. I did sleep with him. So then amayim nishpachin. Then you spill out the waters. Uminchasim mit pazeres al beis adeshen. And then same thing with the korban mincha. You throw it on the ashes. Fine. And then, period. Nimcha megillah v'amar eni shosa. But now she doesn't say that I am guilty. She says I'm not going to drink this stuff. So then, if they erase the Megillah already, she says, I'm not going to drink. Marino so, Mashkino so, Abba Korcha, they're going to do so before, but whether it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, right, we force her to drink this against her will. Eina, Misafekas, Lishos, Achipana, Morikos, Reina, Bolotos, Ms. Malis Gidin, right, she hasn't even finished, if she's guilty, right, and she's going to get punished with this, she hasn't even finished drinking the water until her face starts kind of bulging, her eyes kind of blow up. Bulge out of her skull. He mismals gidim. She gets filled with gidim. Gidim usually refers to sinews inside the body. Here, it's a reference. It looks like she's like veins. If you look at Rashi, gidim shebelechia nofchin veneers kamaleya gidim. Again, she's kind of as you've seen in countless movies where people explode. Right, it looks like her veins are bulging out. Vehim omrim hotziu shlotz tamei hazara, and they say, get her out of here, get her out of here quick, so she's not metame the azara. We'll have to see what the Gemara means exactly. Because that's not as posh of a statement as it sounds. If she has some sort of schos, as we referenced earlier, the Masechta Haisa Tola, right, that would delay punishment. Yeshchus Tola Shana Achas, Yeshchus Tola Beis Shanim, Yeshchus Tola Gimel Shanim, right? You have 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, right? There are different types of schosim. Mikan Amar Ben Azai, and this is a pretty famous part of the Masechta, even though it really has nothing to do with the Masechta at all, but often quoted in other discussions. From here, Ben Azai says, Chayv Adam Lil Modus Bito Torah. Here it's a person must teach his daughter Torah, Shem Tishta, because if she drinks the waters and it doesn't kill her, Teda Shem Schut Olava, she will know that it's the schus, some sort of schusan that she has that makes it her not getting punished. I mean, let's say she knows she's guilty, right? And she drinks it, and she'll be like, ah, this is all a sham, and she'll start having apikorous thoughts. She'll think the soda is not real. No, you have to teach her Torah that she should know, right, that there's a halacha, that if she has some sort of schus, right, the mesota may not necessarily kill her right away. Kind of very, very odd context to say that you're chayav to teach your daughter Torah. Okay, as we'll see in a second, that's not so pashut. But that is the halakha, right? That's the thing. In case that, you know, you teach her all the Torah and something goes wrong, right, and she cheats on her husband, right, she should know, she's, at least she won't be an apikoros, right, and say that this whole Torah thing is fake, and I don't know, I'm guilty, but it didn't blow up, so it must be all be a sham. Okay. Rabbi Lazar says, no, that call on Mamed Bito Torah. And this question whether it says Kilu, but okay. Lomda Tiflos makes her, if you teach your daughter Torah, you're teaching her Tiflos. And two basic approaches as to what Tiflos means. The Rambam says it's just Hevel, right? Nothing, nothingness, right? Pointlessness. And you're going to, at the very least, it's nothing. And at the very worst, you're going to make her turned off the Torah, because if she doesn't appreciate the logic and the intricacies, right, all of learning, right, so then that will upset her and turn her off. And Tiflos, again, the Bartanura says that it's a lashon of arayos, that it'll teach her she'll always be close to men, she'll be learning from men, right? It could lead to something inappropriate. Rabbi Yeshua, again, without weighing in on women's education, right? Just full disclosure, I teach at a seminary, so. but again, without, that's a whole shir in and of itself, right? The Chiyuv Talmud Torah for women, etc., etc. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rotza Isha v'kav v'tiflos mitet kabim v'prishos. I'll have to explain this later in the Gemara. We're not going to do it today, but the Gemara is going to explain what this means. That a woman wants a kav, one kav, which is one measurement, and tiflos, as opposed to nine kav and prishos, and abstinence, the staying away from something. Okay, we'll talk about it in a second. Hu haya Omer, and Rabbi Yeshua would say, chosid shota, rasha arum, isha prusha, makos prushin, right, all those types of people, and we'll explain exactly what those types of people are, haray elum mivali olam, right, those people destroy the world, right, and we'll talk about exactly what that means when we get to it in the Gemara, not today. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir, k'shaiti lamed Torah etzal Rabbi Kiva, when I was learning etzal by Rabbi Kiva, ha'isam matil kankantum l'toch ha'dio, I would put this kankantum to kind of solidify, right, the dio, the ink that I would use for writing a Sefer Torah, for a little Amrli Dover, and he didn't say anything to me, and he thought that was fine. Like Shabbat, it's Rabbi Shmuel, but when I went to Rabbi Shmuel, Amrli said, "B'nimam lachtcha." He said, "What's Shalom Aleichem? What's your job?" Amarti lo lavlaron. He said, "I'm a sofer." So Amrli said, "B'ni havizor havizor havizor." Right? Okay, my son, be careful. Shemalachtcha malach shemayim. Right? Because you're doing malach shemayim. Shema taxer os achas. Oh, the Bach changes it to Tiaser os achas. Makes sense, right? Maybe you'll be missing one letter. You'll have one extra letter. Nitzos atamachrim is kolam kulo. Right? It turns out you've been destroying the whole world, pashtus, because the Sefer Torah will be puzzled. Right? People will be using it. They won't realize it, etc. So Amarti lo, he said to him, "Don't worry. Davar echad yesh li shani matal toch adyo." Right? Not only am I careful, but I put some extra stuff into the ink that I use. Then kankantum shmo. That's what it's called. And Amarli, I mean, don't worry, not only am I careful about that, but I make sure that the ksav is there, that we're not going to have any missing letters, nothing is getting erased, because I put in this extra kankantum stuff. So Amar Li said, Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, Alright, what do you mean? Can you put this stuff into the dio? Can you really, you can put this extra kind of ferment, hardening type stuff to make sure that it doesn't get erased? HaTorah, Amar Torah says, Umacha, right, you have to erase it. You have to have a script, a writing, the letters that have to be able to be erased. So I mean, how could it be? Again, now that's a very strange question, right? Because it seems to imply that, what do you mean, you have to erase the Sefer Torah? So again, we're going to see in a second, then it could be that he holds that you have to erase the Parsha Sota in a Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, right? We've been assuming that you just write it on cloth, and again, that's the presuming opinion, but it could be that he was saying that, no, he holds that you have to be able to erase the Parsha Sota in the Chumash. Okay, fine, Beseder. But either way, my Kamarli and my Kahadar, right? What was this whole back and forth, right? A little bit disjointed. Wait, I'm a sofer, how are you? Right, make sure, be careful with, you know, don't miss a letter. Oh, don't worry, I put this stuff in the ink. what's going on here? So the Gemara says, "Harchi kamalei." This is what he meant to say. Lomi boya bechaseres v'yaseres to bad kiyana. Right? He said back to him, "Don't worry, I'm extremely careful about chaseres v'yaseres. I'm extremely careful about the extra letters, extra vavs, extra yuds, etc." Ella afilu lemechash lezvuk. But I'm even so careful to be concerned about a fly. The doma asi v'yosi v'atagi the dalid. Maybe I'm writing this sefer Torah, and a fly will come and sit on the tag. The crown of the dollar while it's still wet, umakakli and it'll erase it. Umishavile, Rabbi Shimon Dabar Echad, what is that? Reish. Mishavile, I'm sorry, no, not Rabbi Shimon. Umishavile Reish, meaning, and then he'll sit on the crown of the dollar and turn it into a Reish. And therefore, Dabar Echad, Yeshali Shani Matel Tochadio, and therefore I put this extra stuff into the ink, Kankadum Shmo, and it's called Kankadum. The Gemara says, Aini, what do you mean? Well, is this all really true? Now, Aini Chinami, meaning that it could, because this whole back and forth, if you remember, right, just to clarify, it was Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, right, in the name of Rabbi Meir, when he was learning Torah by Rabbi Akiva, right, he put in Dio, right, and he didn't say anything, and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, and then he had his whole back and forth. Now, Tanya, the Brisa says, here a little bit different. I'm Rabbi Meir, Kshayiti Lomad Torah Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, right, here it's reverse. Right, when I was learning about Rabbi Shmuel, I see Matil Kankatum Toka Jovalo Dover. Right, and here, then, Kishabati Yatsu Rabbi Akiva Asra Alai. Meaning, again, they're just reverses, right, who he was learning by, and who told him what, and who held which Shita. So Kumar says, Kasha Shimash Shimash, Kasha Asra Asra. Right, so you have Kasha between who he was learning by, and then you have a Kasha about who thought it was Asra to put this Kankatum stuff. So the Gemara says Bishlam Hashimish Hashimish Lakasha. So it's easy to get, you know, to kind of solve the person he learned by, or the Shaila who Rabbi Meir was learning by, because Meikar Asa the Kamei the Rabbi Akiva. Because originally, right, Rabbi Meir was learning by Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, but came to Lamatzi Kam Alibe, since the learning didn't work out so much for him. Right, if you look at Rashi, Alikre Taimashi Omer Al Tame Tor Omar Loponim Utar Tame Omar Loponim, that Rabbi Akiva could talk in circles with logic, and he'd say this is Tame, this is Tar, and he'd argue back and forth, and he could, you know, walk talk him in circles and kind of convince him of anything. Right, the Svara, he was just an unbelievable at Svara. So you see, again, Agav, but you see that sometimes it doesn't always work out, right? Not that you should drop a yeshiva, but you should go to a different yeshiva, right? So what happened? Right? So lo kama libe, I was like, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. So you went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel, the Gamar Gemara, and I learned all the halachos, right? I learned the Gemara. I was able to be kona the Torah. The Hador, and then also the commander Rabbi Akiva. Then he went back to Rabbi Akiva and Savar Svara, and I learned all the logic behind it. So that's how you can resolve, right, who he was learning by. Ella Asra Asra Kashav, who was the one who held what? Right? Which one of them told that the Kankantum was Asra, and which one of them didn't care? Scorns is Kashav, you're right. And Hanami, that's tough. Right? You can't really resolve that because, you know, you have a direct contradiction between those two stories. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer Harya Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir used to say, L'kol Matilin Kankantum L'Tokadyo. Right, you can write Kankatum, you can put this extra stuff into the ink for a Sefer Torah, except for, right, the Parshas Sota. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says Mishmo, right, in the name of Parshas isn't Rabbi Meir's name, right, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Chutz Parshas Sota Shal Mikdash. No, not except for the Parshas Sota in Sefer Bamidbar that you're putting in the Chumash, in the Sefer Torah, but except for the Parshas Sota on the Mikdash, right, that we write on the cloth, because that you have to erase it. Versus my bein, who was the nafkamina? Right, wasn't that the same thing? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, limchok lo min haTorah, right? You can benayim, right? The shaila is, as I alluded to before. Question is, what you need to erase in the Beis Hamikdash? Are you erasing just stop a piece of parchment, or are you mamash erasing the Parsha Sota, right, in a Sefer Torah? V'ani tanai ki ani tanai, right? And maybe the following tanaim, right, are like the following time. Maybe it's the same machlokas and the following machlokas. The tani was on the brisa in Megillas Kshera Lahashkus Basota Acheres Rabbi Achai Rabbi Yosha Omer that Megillas Kshera Lahashkus Basota Acheres machlokas whether you can use one Megillah for a different sota. So the shayla, right, if you're telling me that you're supposed to use a sefer Torah, so fine, beseder. So, but if you're telling me you're supposed to write it specifically on a piece of cloth, so maybe that has to be lishma. Right, and then that has to be specifically, right, for a single sota, and you can't use it for anybody else. So Rav Papa, not really. Demo lohi, maybe that's not really the same machlokas. Because ad kan lo kamar tanakama hasam, but really, that when they say that you can not be used at one for the other, right, the tanakama only says that shita elikim de intik lishum racha. Because already, because it was written for one woman, and lo hajam min kasa, mintika l'shamleya. You can't use it for another woman. Aval Torah the stomach siva, but a sefer Torah maybe. Hakanami the machkinon. Maybe you could, you know, use it for one. Maybe you could use it to erase the psukim that you need for to be mashke the sota. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Dilma Lui. Maybe the other way also doesn't work out, right? Because I come lo kama Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshi also. Maybe Rabbi Achai Bar Yoshi again. He said that you don't need to write the Megillah Lishma. Maybe that's Ela Megillah de Ichtu Lishma Alos Ba'olam. Maybe that's just a Sefer Torah that was written right. You know, the not a Sefer Torah, but a Megillah that was written for a sota. I mean, for specifically that meaning that he might agree that that the sota for the Megillah sota is written for right for the sota itself is fine. Aval Torah, but the Torah the Islamic siva, but it's not written for per sota. Maybe you hold you're not allowed necessarily to erase the parsha sota from a sefer Torah. Okay, Rabbi Achai, Rabbi Yoshi, let's ksav the gar shizishto v'nimlach matov beniru. Well, I guess we should explain. But the Rabbi Achai Bar Yosha really does not hold that a get has to be lishma, because assuming that if you tell me that a sota doesn't have to be lishma, right, it should be the same logic by a get, right? Because of the gar shizishto, because the Mishnah says, but again, and that theoretically would be against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, because of the gar shizishto, person want to wrote a get. V'nimlach, he changed his mind. Matzo ben Iro, and he found some other guy in the city. V'amarlo, and he said to him, Shmika Shimcha v'shem Ishtika shem Ishtika. Check it out. Right? Our names are the same. Right? There's Avram and there's Sarah. Right? Two different couples, very logical, Avram and Sarah. Right? Maybe you want to use my get. So the Gemara says, Pasul Garishlo, Pasul the Garishbo, right? The second couple can't use that first get. That get has to be written Lishma. So Rabbi Achai Bar Yosha says that Megillah Sota doesn't have to be Lishma, right? Would he disagree that a get has to be Lishma? Somebody they said, no, because Hasam Ksiv, because of Lam Rachmana, being Ksiv Lishma. Because the Pasuk over there says, because of Lam, right? So therefore, right, as we get to get next Mesechta, right? That it has to be lishma, right? The pasuk says beferish. So Gemara says, okay, but by sota also hakanami ve'asalacha ve'asala. Right? You have to write it. You have to make it specifically for her. So Gemara says, my asiya mechika. Yeah, no, in hakanami, the asiya doesn't mean ksiva. You don't have to write the Megillah specifically for this woman for the sota. You have to erase it specifically for the sota, right? But again, in hakanami. But if you wrote it and then you didn't use it, so then maybe you could use it for somebody else. Okay, let's get a little bit. Well, yeah, we can get to the two dots on the bottom, I think. Right, not so much. Enimas Pegas Lishtos is Panel. Again, even before she finishes drinking, she starts blowing up. Gemara says, one second, money. Who is the Tana who holds who's this Mishnah? Because we have Stira. Problem is, we have a Stira kind of within Rabbi Shimon. Originally, we would theoretically, it seems like Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon, he the Amar Makir Ves Minchos of Achakach Mashke. Again, he says that you bring the korban mincha, then you give her to drink. The Kamad of the korban mincha is a lobar kilomaya, and before you bring the korban mincha, right, the water is not going to check her. The Chesiv Kesposik says mincha zikaram maskar zavon. But the problem is, they have a seifa. Right, Yeshchus Chus Haizus Tola. Problem is, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Chus Tola. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that if she has some sort of Chus, that she won't get punished. Asan the Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan sheet. That's the Rabbi Shimon. Right, Hamar Ein Chus Tola. But my Mamarim, Rabbi Shimon holds. We'll see in a couple of days that Rabbi Shimon holds Chus doesn't help. Right, so on the one hand, right, this seems to be that you have, the mission is like Rabbi Shimon that you have the Korb Mincha and then do the Ashaka. On the other hand, right, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that Chus Tola. So who is this? I'm Rav Chista. How many Rabbi Kiva? It's really Rabbi Kiva. The Amar who holds a Makir Ves Minchos of Achkach Mashke Uvschus Savor Laka Rabbanan. Right, he holds like Rabbi Shimon in the first one, but that you do the Korb Mincha and then you do the Hashaka. You get Hashaka is probably the wrong word. Hashaka is probably a lotion by Mikvos. I don't know, I'm not sure why. Anyway, you mashka the sota, right? And then the rabbanon, but he holds by the rabbanon that schus is tola. V'hem omrim motzio, right? They say take her out. My time, why do you have to take her out? Dilma mesa? Well, because maybe she's gonna die. Right? The memra de mace usher machane levia. That seems to imply that a mace is not allowed to be in the machane levia. Again, just the machane levia, right? And the beis hamikdash. And the Mishkan, right, and the travels in the basin, right, and the desert had a comparable halachic statuses, meaning that the Beis Hamikdash itself, the Azara, etc., was the Machane Kuhuna, right, was like the Mishkan, right? Everything outside of it, the Har Habayis, was Machane Leviyah, and then Yerushalayim had the status of Machane Yisrael. So anything that was true of the Machane Leviyah was true of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, basically, the area where you would be Mashke the Sota, by right, opposite Shar Nicanor, that was basically the status of the Machane Leviyah. Right, so that is how we're going to determine what status this area has. Right, the problem is, right, you could be Tommy Mace and go into the Machane Leviyah, but you just couldn't go into the Machane Kenu. You couldn't go into the Mishkan. Right, that's part of the problem nowadays. Where I've been going on to Har Habayis because we're not sure exactly where that ends. Because theoretically, right, if it's the status of the Machane Leviyah, right, so you could just be Tovel Gor the Mikvah from Balkari and go up there. Right? Obviously, you can't get out of Tumas Mace. The reason that most of the Gedolim say not to go up there is because we're not Bekiyim. We don't know, right, where the line is, right? And you're playing with the Inisir Kori, so that's not something to take lightly. Okay, either way. So Vatani Tumas Mace Mutter Likar is the Machane Leviyah, Velo Tumas Mace Bilvad Amru Ela Afilu Mace Atzmo. Forget a Tumas Mace. Even an actual Mace is allowed in the Machane Leviyah. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, right? A great proof from the Pasuk. Vaikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef Imo, Moshe took Yosef's bones with him, Imo b'machatizo, mamash with him, inside the Machane Leviyah. So what do you mean you're trying to get the Sota out of, get her out, get her out? What are we trying to, what are we worried about here? Some rabbi, no, the question, Shiloh is, the problem is, Shema Tifros Nida. We're not sure, we're nervous that she'll become a Nida. And that is also, that's a Mishnah, and as as Rashi quotes over here, right, in a Gemara in Pesachim, right, that says that a Zav and a Zava and a Nida and a Balkari were not allowed to be in a Machane Leviyah, and that's exactly why, right, theoretically, someone would go to the mikveh before going out to Har Habayis, even though it's a terrible idea. Amar Habayis, Shem, oh good. So the main word to be Tusa Marpi. Wait, but does that seem to imply that fear? Well, she's very scared. That makes her makes it loose. Meaning, it makes it that she could have she would become Anita. So Gemara says, "In sure, Dichtiv." Because the pasuk says, "What Tizchachala Malkama Od." Right, the pasuk says that Esther was terrified, was very, very afraid. She found out about Haman's plot. She got Tizchachal, and Amar Vamar Rav, she puts Anita, and he said the Rav says that she became Anita. So you see that it is possible. Ah, Vanatna, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah Anita? Charada misalekes damea. So Gemara, meaning, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Nida that if someone is afraid, that would indicate that a woman may not necessarily have her flow, become a Nida? So Gemara says, yeah, different types of fear. Right, pachda, right? If she's fear, that just she's nervous in general, right? Over, you know, not terrifying, but just over just nervous in general. That's not sudden, right? So that's tumis. That kind of makes it closed up. But beitusa, but if somebody is terrified, right? Someone scares you very, very quickly. Some sort of sudden fright. So that's going to be marpia. That's going to make it loose, and then that would potentially cause a woman to become a nida. Okay, we're going to stop here. I'll go back there in the Heligashas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.